Well, they might be based out of Sydney, but Australia, yes, the band, not the film or the country, are touring the East Coast in celebration of their brand new single, Breathe In. This is from their debut album, Portraits of People, Places and Movies, that they released a little bit earlier this year. It's a big mix of music and it's a live show performance that promises to leave you breathless. And I'm actually joined right now by Guy, Ollie and Nick from Australia. Good morning, chaps.
Yo.
Good morning.
Hey.
Come on. People are trying to Google Australia, the band. It's getting a bit tricky there. Tell me about the name. Tell me all about the name.
Oh, look, it was either that or Ice House 2.
Ivor Davies, have you? Ice House 2 could have gone somewhere with that. Oh, yeah. Why not?
Totally. It was a close second.
How are you guys? Are you guys jazzed up for the tour?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've already done the first leg. We've just been up in Brisbane for Big Sound, and we played Byron Bay and Port Macquarie on the way home.
Big Sound was a big thing. You were up there with a lot of really big names.
Yeah.
Heaps. How was it?
Yeah, it was good fun.
Really good time. The music industry Christmas party.
It's pretty much like bands from 9 o'clock in the morning until midnight, 3 days or 4 days. It's just hundreds and hundreds of performances.
So single debut, talk to me about Breathe In, because we'll go and play it later on. But how do you know, you put together an album. How much of a fight is it to work out what you want the single to be? Or does something just usually jump out?
Yeah, they tend to jump out a bit. Breathe In was a bit of a funny one because it was kind of supposed to be a bit cheesy in a way, which I think it is. It's like the movie The Warriors back in like the 70s or 80s. Everything's,
come out and play.
Yeah. All the costumes and the dialogue, everything's laid on really, really thick and shamelessly. And it's awesome. So kind of tried to do that with this song.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And the tour now brings you back to Sydney. Always good to do it in front of a home crowd, I imagine.
For sure. It's favourite place to play, I think.
Favourite place to play. Yeah. You're just saying that. Did you say that in Brisbane as well? Hey, Brisbane.
Nobody
it's our
asked.
Favorite. And where else are you heading off to? You mentioned Ballarat when we were off air before. Have you guys been out that way before?
No, never been to Corova Lounge.
This will be our first time in Ballarat.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good that, you know, with something like this, get out there, get in brand new places, get up in people's faces and have a bit of a blast with it, by the sounds of it.
Totally.
Yeah.
We stopped off in Byron and Port Macquarie on the way home and they were both our first time playing there and, yeah, they were good.
Byron's a good vibe for that though, isn't it? Byron loves a bit of live music and totally. It's really open to a few things.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so after the tour's over, what's next for Australia? The question on everyone's lips, what's next for Australia?
We're sort of writing the next album at the moment, hoping to get away some point next year and record that one.
Is that good for you guys, kind of getting away, kind of, you know, renting a shack somewhere and closing yourself off from the world for a while?
Well, that's how we did the last record. Ollie and Guy and I are all music producers when we're not playing in this band, so... you know, between us, we've got all this gear and stuff, and we can sort of just get in a car and get away somewhere. And I think we're all also a little bit sort of sick of the regular recording studio vibe by the time we want to make our own music. So it's kind of nice to do it in an environment that's a little bit more relaxed and we can sort of immerse ourselves in it. Mm.
Does that day job make you guys perfectionists? Is there always one more little tweak that can be done?
Oh, it's almost the opposite, because we're like, we put up with so many people just like want to do extra thing. We're just like, we're just going to cut it off. More than anything, it's probably like the competitive nature of all three of us. but we want to outdo, outproduce, outmix each other, which I think works really well. We end up with like a really good product in the end.
So a bit of adversity kind of breeds for a remarkable track at the end of it.
Yeah.
Have there been the big fights?
Not really. No.
Oh, come on, guys.
Maybe this next record, we'll see how we go.
Each other the shits in the van sometimes.
That's sort of geek vans for, really, isn't it? Yeah. But there's been no like, all right, you and me, we're going to sneak off, just leave him in the hotel room, we're going to leave him in Ballarat or anything.
No, hasn't quite gone to that yet. See how we go.
But we haven't been to Ballarat yet.
Yeah, look, it's a pretty argy town. You never know what's going to happen in it. Look, guys, thank you very much for coming and chatting to it. The tour sounds amazing. As I said, it's on tonight, Friday, Chippendale Hotel. Get yourself down to see it if you can. We're going to leave you out with Breathe In from the album right now.